You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, gentlemen, we'll start in college football. We got a news report that Ohio University, the Bobcats, have expressed interest in the Sun Belt Conference with preliminary discussions taking place over the last few weeks following Texas State's impending departure for the reconfigured Pac-12 conference. So you have Ohio considering looking nothing official, nothing, no, there's nothing in motion for it yet other than discussions, thoughts, feelings that the Bobcats want to go to the Fun Belt. They want to leave Maction for the Fun Belt.
Once you start talking, that's the beginning of it. And now they're talking. You've already had Northern Illinois move. I was worried about this because Northern Illinois has left the conference before. But I don't want to bog everybody down with Northern Illinois history, and I know Lima doesn't want me to either. So I have two prevailing thoughts about this altogether. First thought is, I hate this because I love the Mac and I love Maction. Second thing is, well, this may be a return for a lot of programs to go back to a place where they belong, the beginning of that process to send a lot of programs back to FCS. Because I think only the rich ones are going to go up, and I think that you really need to make a decision as a program. If the money just all ends up going to the Big Ten, the Big 12, or excuse me, the Big Ten, the SEC, the Big 12, the ACC, the Pac-12 maybe, and maybe one or two others, do you really want to sit there and go to the Boca Raton Bowl? Or do you want to get maybe $100,000 less? And because it's not very much money in the MAC anyway on their television deal. Do you want to get $100,000 or $200,000 less per team and go compete for something in the FCS? Could Akron and Kent be decent in the FCS?
I'm thinking, first of all, logistically, like what's been great about Ohio University and the MAC is that you have so many Clevelanders that go to Ohio University. When they come up here and play in the basketball tournament, they are one of the bigger draws, right? Clearly. When they're good. They're what do they call it? The Bricks, the War of the Bricks, or what is their rivalry with Miami called?
I have no clue.
It's Bricks are in there somewhere. But anyway, what if now that is that over? Is
they
that
throw is bricks at each other? What is?
No, it's just the campuses have a lot of bricks on it, so they use it in their name. Those teams, they have been playing
Battle of the Bricks.
The Battle of the Bricks
seems going, to be so easy.
And how old is that rivalry?
137 years old.
It is.
That goes back to a time that I'm not seeing.
Okay,
right
now.
So first meeting 1908.
Okay,
a long time ago.
These are storied programs.
Miami won 5-0.
There is tradition there, big time. Now,
touchdowns used to be 5.
You know, down in Athens, every flight they go on, they gotta get to Columbus, then they gotta fly out, and now you're going to Louisiana Monroe. Just think about where these programs are spaced out all over the country.
That is on the
Troy,
far side.
Texas State.
But you're having the same issue in FCS too, because you've got some schools in California that are now in the Atlantic Coast Conference. You've got some Pacific Coast schools they're not now in the ACC. And the same thing with like Oregon being in the Big Ten.
But those are giant programs.
But that's what he's saying. At that level, it makes sense because you're getting a much bigger payday than even what you would get in the Sun Belt. Now, I think the Sun Belt might be $1 million per school, if I'm not mistaken, but I might be way off on that. I'm not sure. But that's certainly a lot more than what you're going to get out of the MAC. If Northern Illinois can make it work, I think you would think that you would try to make it work. I mean, they do have App State there. Coastal Carolina ain't that far away. James Madison, where is that? In Harrisonburg, Virginia?
Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah. Marshall's kind of around that part, so it's not that far away. But, I mean, you're talking – well, Texas State's going to the Pac-12, so, I mean, they're out. So.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Yeah, so you're not going to San Marcos.
Well, there's
going to
be a lot of shifting going on. I wonder what this means for the health of the Mid-American Conference, honestly.
Because
now you've had Northern Illinois leave, yeah. And if OU leaves, my God.
Well, that's really where it starts to fall, because I would look at a place like Akron and Kent and go, guys, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, and this report says that Ohio isn't the only university that has reached out to the Sun Belt. They're the only ones that have been named in this report. So Ohio has been named, but according to the report, there are other schools that have been inquiring with the Sun Belt.
I'm serious. I would love Akron, Kent, a few other schools. It's not the Horizon League. What is it? The Gateway that Youngstown State is in? Metro that Youngstown State is in? Get into that. See if you can run the table. Get into the playoffs someday. I mean, Idaho. Idaho was a terrible, terrible, terrible program. Now they're a playoff team in FCS. What's wrong with being a playoff team? What's the matter with competing and getting some local kids? Hello, you're in one of the smartest areas for high school football that you could find in Northeast Ohio. What's the matter with getting some local kids to want to play FCS for your program and going out competing against each other? And maybe getting to a playoff spot someday down the road. That's not hard, but that's not terrible to do.
Youngstown State, currently in the
Missouri Valley.
Of course.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Started with an M.
All right, so we've got some other college football news. It's kind of along the same lines, but more so on the talks of money. So Deion Sanders spoke at Big 12 Media Day, and he is talking about wanting a salary cap in college football because he said, quote, it's kind of hard to compete with somebody who's giving $25 to $30 million to a freshman class. It's crazy. The team that pays the most is going to win. So he wants a salary cap, which in theory makes sense, but when you're talking about, say, your FBS schools versus your FCS, even in the FCS, a school like Ohio State has 66,000 students. And then you look at a school like Clemson, they have 29 or 30,000, something like that. Like Clemson is half the size of Ohio State. So how do you institute a fair salary cap for a school like Ohio State versus a smaller school? It's smaller than Ohio State, but a school that's smaller than that.
If we're really going to do this, you're going to have to create a governing body like this college sports commission they're trying to do, and actually enforce rules. You're going to have a rule where it's going to have to go back to the old SMU death penalty to have that threat that somebody would have to do it if you're going to have a cap sport. The other thing I would say to Deion, who I adore and admire and I love and everything.
Any of that.
Well, that's one. And two, name me a poor school that ever won a national championship.
I'd say this too. Ross Dellinger just had the report yesterday from Yahoo that we are now in the era of $50 million front-loaded rosters. Remember, what were we talking about Ohio State last year? How much were they?
20.
Well, the number kept getting thrown around 20, and I heard it was way more than that. But they, at some point, you know, they didn't want to sound crazy. 50 million. We're up to 50 million now. Look at what Texas A&M is doing. This is just going to go up. This is never going to be capped. Good luck enforcing any of this stuff.
All right, very quickly, baseball story. Juan Soto not named to the All-Star team for the first time since 2020. He was asked about it yesterday by John Heyman. This is what he had to say.
Would you have liked to make the All-Star team?
What do you think?
I don't know. Some people want to take vacation.
I mean, I think it's a lot of money on the table if I make it.
So the money that he's referring to is a $100,000 bonus that's in his contract if he makes the All-Star team. And a lot of Mets fans are really, really upset because they think he only cares about the money. And then when you look at the cost of his contract, it's he's getting $101 million this year from a front-loaded contract. So now Mets fans are angry because not only is he talking about the money, $100,000 seems like a drop in the bucket compared to the $121 million that he's going to make this year.
Well, they care about the money.
I don't know, because they're New Yorkers. I don't know.
You pay Bobby Bonilla $1 million a year. They care about the money. The players care about the money. Don't be so stupid, Mets fans. That's beneath you. Come on. Grow up. He cares about the money. Yeah, they all care about the money. That's part of this. This is why you cuss them out on Twitter, because they're making so much more money.
He went to the Mets because of the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is their payroll up to?
What's your problem again?
Are they in the 300s?
They're high. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but they're pretty high.
It's like the gross domestic product of a small country.
But there are like half a dozen teams going after Soto. He chose the Mets because of the contract and the money.
Cry. Cry me a river. Coming up at 8:22, Mary Kay Cabot going to join us on the show. Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, how each one could win that starting job for week one. And I can't say a lot of things about a lot of athletes. There's one thing I know I really can't say. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.